You feel it.
I know you feel it. What's up, man? It's your boy AU.
None other than yours, truly the winner.
Man, it's crazy to say this, but this is Fan Talk. We back.
Long time coming.
Last time recorded was in 2019, people. Now,
it's been, someone graduated high school this entire span that we've been off.
Somebody graduated high school. We don't know who it was, but congratulations. So that's 4 years. If you don't know math, I don't know it that well, but that's 4 years. And so it's only right we jump right into this thing. You're probably not going to get a long podcast because we are knocking out the rust. We are clearing out the dust. TV shows, there's writer strikes going on. So we haven't been watching nothing. I watch a lot of YouTube, so I can definitely give you guys different YouTube to check out. We can go over that. That's maybe be a topic, top YouTube shows I watch. But we just take this episode to get into what we know best, sports, a little music, add a couple new segments, and then leave y'all with some good words of wisdom, just a little life. Starting off with Winner.
Yeah, man, we back in the building. It's been a long time coming, 4 years, man. Life has happened, life has changed. We used to be in a closer vicinity to each other. Last time we recorded, we was already starting to separate as far as where we lived, and now we've definitely parted ways. But yeah, man, we here. 4 years, Fan Talk. I've been excited to get back to it. I've been itching to talk to the people. I've been itching to get my points across. There's a lot of stuff been happening in the sports world. Now that football's back, we got real sports back. Even though I can't lie, there's been a lot of stuff that's been happening in the in-between with football that held me over. But yeah, we back to it.
Yeah, man. As Winner made a point to, you know, we used to do this in person together. We'd have a vibe. We'd have lightings. We had lights, camera, the nice camera. We had everything you needed to succeed. But with time and life and separation, we are doing this thanks to Riverside FM, I guess. That's what it is. We're powered by on this. And we're going
to. Yeah, I used to slide through and used to. I can see your eyes working as you go through your playlist of music. Like, yeah, I know I got some new stuff for him. That's how I got on to the Fetty Waps. And that was the main one that you really put me on in that spin. The Fetty Wap My Ways and all the Fetty Wap hits at that time. Was like, I used to be looking at the corner of your eye like, yeah, you know, this is fire.
Fetty Wap.
This is fire.
Fetty Wap was big back then. That's how long ago it was. My Way was, that was big. The Fetty Wap run was going crazy. We had Burst. Shout out to Burst. He's doing the Wellness Check podcast now.
Shout out Burst.
You know what I'm saying? Obviously, you know, these headphones have been through war. You know what I mean? I had to dig those. I had to dig these out. So obviously this episode is our rust kicker. Next episode, you're going to see some new headphones. You're going to see a new vibe. And we don't get it going. So I guess let's catch up on life, man. Catch up on life. For those that don't know us, you probably still won't know us after we catch you up. For those that know us, you know, we're going to talk about what we've been on. Winner, I think we should start with you just because I talked a lot. So what's up, man?
Yeah, man. I think at that time, I think I just had my second baby or my second baby was on the way. Either or. Because she's 4 years old now. So she was either just born or she was on the way. Now I got a third baby at this time. So life has happened. My J-Ara, I was blessed to be able to get one boy.
Got your boy.
So I got one. He's exactly what I envisioned for my son to be. But neither here nor there. Other than that, yeah, man, life. Continue to try to grow, you know, in the business areas, just like everybody else is trying to do. And, yeah, moved out a little bit further, planted some roots out a little bit further west. And, yeah, continue to do this thing out here.
I feel it, man. Hello? Life for me has been crazy, man. Life has definitely been crazy. If it was a movie, it would be a solid movie. I'm telling you guys, it would be a box office movie about my life over the last 4 years. But I'm still standing. I'm still here. Still strong. You feel me? I'm here. A lot of career changes. I was blessed to join the fire service, you know. So
that is awesome. Throw them claps.
Yeah. Claps.
Yeah.
A little cheer.
Yes, sir. Saving Ooh. The day.
Yeah, so. Okay.
They're giving it up.
definitely changed my career path, which also ultimately changed my life, which was amazing. I've enjoyed every second of it. So y'all probably not gonna get that AU that y'all used to, but y'all gonna still get them. You gonna get them because I am who I am. But I have grown up. I have. At the time we started, 26, 24, 34. 32. So you do the math on how long ago this has been since 2016. But I did that and I was blessed. Take a big note. I was blessed. I did not get a boy, but I got me a beautiful woman who's very supportive. As you can see, I'm doing this podcast from the room. And wifey said, I see you. I believe in your dreams. So I'm going to go watch TV outside and not listen to this bull junk that you guys are about to spill all over the internet. But I was blessed to meet an amazing woman. And through meeting that amazing woman, we had a beautiful baby girl.
Yes, indeed.
Beautiful baby girl. We got four in the house. But as far as my seed, this is my first seed, my first twin. So all the blessings all together with the addition of three children, it's been a blessing. It's been nothing less than going from young to old in the blink of an eye. You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy to think about that. When you said in the 20s and now we're in the 30s and like we getting in the 30s. I got the grays coming in on the underneath on the beard. My grays up top is crazy.
It's just even what we used to be able to give to people. We used to give the people what they wanted. We used to give them that stuff. We used to give them.
Well, it was a balance because I was definitely in my corporate bag, and and you was just like, man, I don't care what you talking about. I'm just gonna give it raw AU. So now we more centered as far as keeping it corporate.
I might get
a little bit more wild than you.
I'm gonna keep it as corporate as I can, but every once in a while I get excited. You know, obviously, there's a lot of things you used to say that I'm probably not gonna say on here. You know what I'm saying? I'm still a brother, so you know, off the camera, off the mic, I might talk how I talk. That's just how I talk. But on this camera, what's up? Hope y'all see me. How y'all doing? Living good, eating good. But that's it. We've never been a show to get into our family business, so we're not gonna go.
Yeah, we're not doing it now.
Into that, we're gonna get right into
what y'all here for, man.
What y'all kind of fan talk? As I'm looking, only 8 minutes in. This might be a quick one right here, but it's gonna be good, and it's just gonna get better. It's gonna get longer. Obviously,
we're back.
We gotta build a foundation. Starting with college football. Let's get into college football. I'm not gonna
say one story. There's one story.
Yeah, there's one story. He looked like you and me. He dressed a little bit more like me than he does you.
Now, with that being said, shout out to the Rebs. I mean, no disrespect. You know what I mean? Y'all got a special place in my heart. Y'all know what it is. Rebel for life. I'm a rebel for life.
I am a Colorado fan. I've played a couple times. True story. And a shout out to San Diego State. Y'all gave me opportunity. Y'all put me in a position to win. Gave me degrees. But I have not lied. I can't lie and act like I haven't went online and looked up the price for a Colorado Buffs t-shirt or some form of black and gold. I definitely have, and I definitely continue to do so.
There was the video today with Dion, and he came in there and he said that I look fly. I look good. Did you see that video?
On my mama, on my hood.
Yes, he did that line, and I was in my office working. I stopped, and I went into the front, and my son was in there, and I said, "Son, if you so happen to play football, and if God so happens to bless Deion Sanders to still be coaching at that time, we are going wherever he's at."
Oh yeah,
wherever he's at, that's where you're going.
I'm hoping that
it is what it is.
I'd love to get some more Deion Sanders out there. It all depends on if he keep winning, they gonna go fishing. Just like how the NFL went and got the new hip young 35-year-old coach that can hang with the brothers. We not gonna get a detail, but you know what they was looking for a time. I mean, you go think about the
Kevin. Who are you talking about?
Huh?
Who are you talking about?
The NFL went and got the young 35-year-old white man with the fresh fade that had the look. He had a little bit of twang onto him. He could relate to the brothers, but he could go upstairs and talk corporate based on societal standards. I think
you want me to say name names or nah?
I said Kevin O'Connell should never got that job.
Oh, okay.
So I put names in.
Yeah.
And you have to mention.
They were trying to follow suit. They saw, I don't know. Did he get hired the same time as dude in Miami?
It started with Sean.
Sean McVay for sure. Sean McVay. Then they dude in Miami.
Cliff came through, ruined that
franchise. Cliff was already tricking.
Then they came through and got the coach for the Packers. They came and through and swooped him up. And Kevin O'Connell, I really believe, and this is how unbiased I am.
I don't know.
Kevin O'Connell is my quarterback.
Hey, man, Kevin was nice.
He was nice.
Kevin was nice for sure.
His game was nice. And I'm probably going to get a lot of backlash. I probably won't get invited back to no Aztec tailgating for this statement. But I just got to be honest. I think there was a lot of better hires. And we're not going to get off college football. We're not going to do that. But there was a lot of better hires than Kevin O'Connell at the time Kevin O'Connell got hired. Now, he inherited a good team and they did well. Yes, but look at them this year. We're going to get in NFL week one. And they already on week two and they're 0-2. But we're going to get on that. We're going to get on that, but I just wanted to say now, to leave my point back to Deion, if Deion can win, it's just a cycle effect. Oh, we need to get that. They're going to be going to every HBCU trying to pluck whoever they can that's similar to them, and we're about to get some pseudo Deion Sanders up in this thing. And
I have a lot of questions for you about Deion and the Boulder and just everything.
Well, how about we start? Let's start before, because obviously we're gonna talk about Colorado, and we're gonna give a good chunk to Colorado. So let's start about your thought process when this all started off. Like you have to mention this.
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
And before that,
that's a good point. He was catching heat.
It was at Jackson State, and I was torn. So let's start for you, your thought process. He's at Jackson State. Year one, they ball. Year two, they ball. Shador's balling. Travis Hunter is balling. And then just give me that timeline on your head of how that goes to the transition to Colorado, and then how you felt when he came, the way he came into the first meeting. How do you feel about that?
I definitely thought, okay, so I knew they was nice just because you anticipate them to be nice based off the rankings, what they had coming out of high school. You see what they're doing on the college level. They're going crazy. But the competition is not what you anticipate or what you think it will be. But there's clearly still some talent over there. But it's not where they at right now. So at first I'm like, all right, they balling. I think that there's a couple players that could ball with, you know, the next level. They've shown that now that they could do that. Then when they announced that Deion's going over, that's when everybody started, you know, getting on Deion's head. I think initially when I heard it, I was like, ah. And then when I sat back in it for like 5 minutes, I was like, man, Deion, go get this bag. Go get this bag. You did exactly what you came here to do. You won. When you win, you get promoted. You get more money. If that can't be done where you're at, you got to go where it could be done. So I wasn't really tripping. I understood the hurt because I definitely was there's a piece of me that was still like, ah, I feel for them boys. I feel for them boys. I feel for that program. I know that it's not what even, you know, small D1s are getting. I understand that. So I definitely feel for them. But there's nothing that Deion could do. He can't stay there forever. You know what I mean? Like, he could, but that's not what he's in there to do. That's not the game plan. So, yeah, he move on. Everybody start transferring. And then, I'm not going to lie, coming into week one, I was definitely on the side of, I need to see it. I just didn't know what to expect. I'm like, they won one game last year. I know you cleaned house, but what is it going to look like? What is it going to look like at this level with these players? Who really transferred to Colorado? He got some dogs.
Yeah,
I learned quickly. Week one versus TCU, he got some dogs. I'm like, okay, it's different.
Yeah, boys.
So yeah, man, I've been supporting ever since first quarter of TCU. I saw it. I was like, oh yeah, this is different. This is different.
Yeah, I will say, let's see, I'll go to my timeline. Jackson State, which you know, was I watching Jackson State play? No, but was I checking the box scores to see how they were doing, checking the social media to see how they was moving? Mm-hmm. I started following all of them at Jackson State, like social media-wise. Like, okay, I'm going to follow them there. I didn't go to HBCU. Neither did you.
Right. Nope.
So, I took it to myself. I could have easily threw some tape out there to the Southern schools, and one of those would have popped me for a scholarship, like easily, probably, most likely. It was a high probability that one of those HBCUs going to throw me some money and go take a scholarship. So I didn't even think to do that. I wanted to go big time. Regardless of race, I want to go here. I want to play at this level, the level that I've seen, and that's what I'm going to do. So for Deion to pick HBCU, obviously they were one of the only schools that gave him opportunity, but for him to still take his brand there and do what he did for them, I mean, they still got all these uniforms. They still got ESPN love.
Oh, they're going crazy. Well,
they about to lose that ESPN love because I saw them get steamrolled a couple weeks back. But they still are getting love. They're still getting notoriety. And he's still left. It's maybe a small skeleton foundation, but there's a foundation with some of the coaches that stay back. The coaches that promote. Now, where I'm like, dang, it's like when he rolled. We've been here through experience. You've had a coaching change. And imagine your coach came into your nice plush situation. I'm in San Diego at this point.
Well,
here in Vegas. Both great cities. Imagine, I had Brady Hoke. He comes and says, yes, you see, from this section all the way on, y'all not going to be here. And there's nothing you could do about it. And then he just opened the door. Come in. They're taking your seat. Sit in your chair. Go sit. That's your chair. Where he's at, go get him up. He's out. I think that part to me was like, damn, that's kind of jacked up.
Is that what it looked like for sure? Like, is that what it like actually looked like?
That's what it looks like.
Or you just playing the picture?
Well, when we came, no, that's not how that was painted.
Okay, okay, okay. I just want to make sure that wasn't exactly what happened when he rolled up to Colorado.
Oh, no, when he rolled to Colorado. No. You remember his first meeting? He was like, I brought my Louis Vuggish. That's his squad.
I knew he for sure was like, there's your quarterback. And I wasn't tripping on that. It's like, hey, yeah, if my son played quarterback, that's your quarterback too. That's a fact.
When he brought his luggage and it was Louis's expensive, meaning that's a lot of people. That's an expensive luggage. He said, I got my Louis, whatever else he said. And that let me know he was bringing what you just said, what everybody's calling them, dogs in.
1-11.
And then he was like, I will help you guys find somewhere to be. I was like, oh, he's cleaning y'all out.
1-11.
Yeah, he's cleaning y'all out. There's a redundancy in positions. They must be filled. And he's not going to fill the people he recruit.
I understand that for sure, but it's a different era. You're not thinking of the portal, the transfer portal era.
That's my point where I was like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. Because a lot of those dudes that went to Colorado, they
all of them. Pac-12.
a lot of guys that had to transfer out, ooh, I'm yeah. sure they landed they all in a somewhere. Home. There's opportunities somewhere.
And there was dudes that were just like, I don't want to play football no more, and they kept them on scholarship.
Yeah, simple as
so,
that.
So they found ways to make sure they had their school paid for, and they're still there, just not playing football no more, and they're going to graduate.
But then, like you said, once I saw week... I wasn't actually because, you know, obviously we have a segment called Parlay. We're going to parlay. I got a parlay for you guys later on the show. I don't know if I thought with my pockets or thought emotionally about this game, that first game, but I definitely did not put I definitely put TCU in the plus column, meaning that they were going to cover. I didn't know necessarily they're going to win, but I was like, they not losing by a lot like you think. So I was. I've seen Shador throw the ball. I'm like, okay, he's pretty nice. He's getting trained by Brady. You know what I'm saying? Brady got him right. He takes what he yeah. gives you. I mean, he looks
really good. Did real an all spread.
It looks
did
easy.
Did an all spread by like 30. I was like, I'm going to give him cover like 30.
Oh, yeah.
Colorado not going to beat by 30.
The spread was so plus 30.
I definitely was
sure.
doubting.
The spread was plus 30.
I was
30.
Like, yeah, I'm definitely taking TCU to win this.
The spread was plus 30. And then I had no doubt in my mind they were coming to spank Nebraska last week. I just knew. I was like, they're going to beat Nebraska. And then I've played Colorado State.
Yeah.
I mean, I like to think I've had their number. I think I've scored multiple touchdowns on that school. So I would say that Colorado is going to handle business.
The spread is 20. The spread is 23.5, so 24. I anticipate them to cover 50.
You anticipate them to lose by 50 points?
I anticipate them to cover a 50-point spread if necessary. They're going to
Colorado
beat
State.
Colorado is going to cover 50 points on them. They're going to destroy Colorado State.
I went with the minus 13.5 just because I know they're going to win by more than two touchdowns, but I want to make sure they win by more than two touchdowns. So I went 13.5 on my spread on that.
With the talent that Colorado got, this is going to be equivalent to Colorado State playing like USC. So whatever spread that y'all would give USC, give them the same spread. That's the type of talent.
And then just from the college football, almost like when the women's national women's basketball championship was playing, that was a live event. That was hard.
Yeah,
maybe because I have a daughter now, but I was watching. I watched that more than I watched the men's this year.
Oh yeah, I watch all women's sports.
That's
for
not
show.
Just
the, that's for some. I'm catching it.
That just wasn't the superstar teams. I was watching. I was tracking. Like I was just watching a random game, and just based on what I saw, and so. It almost gives that same effect of those stars in the women college football women league. Colorado's bringing a light to not just football,
yeah.
not just Colorado football, but all Saturday you're watching football because you want to catch Colorado. Now,
absolutely,
some people can't get the channel, so they'll watch football to get the highlights. Some people can get the channel, and I'm pretty sure if we did the stats, that's the highest watched game every Saturday so far.
Absolutely.
Every week.
They had more viewership in that game than the Alabama versus Texas game.
I don't doubt it. Because I know for me, after I watched Colorado, I'm
saw that stat this week.
Really
I'm like, yeah.
After I watched the Colorado
Alabama
game.
Texas?
Yeah, I kind of just be like, yeah, this sounds cool, but I already watched the game.
Nap
I can't
time. Pretend.
Nap time. You got that right. But I expect a big game. And now my biggest thing is I guess we can talk about coach in terms of Coach Prime. Why do you think these coaches, I'm gonna put this one on you, why do you think these coaches have so much to say, so much to critique about a coach that's out here winning, proving to be a winner at the higher level than he was in the last 2 years, and they still have something to say. It's just crazy that they keep talking and they keep poking the bear like he don't got them people on his side.
Oh yeah, I love it. Please, every coach out there continue to do the exact same thing, because it just shows true colors. You hate the players that's at home. There's a certain player you're going to get. It's not the player that Deion won. The player that's seeing what you saying and talking is like, yeah, I would never come and play for you. If that's how you feel, like, I'll never come and play for you. So please, all your other coaches that's going against him, continue to hate. Do it nice and loud so that everybody can see it. You will be affected. That's a fact.
The Travis Hunter effect is happening. Pretty much what I'm saying is all them top recruits, it's going to be a lot that sway to that black and gold. And it look clean. And the uniform look
airy. That was the question I have for you. How long does Deion stay at Colorado? I anticipate at least through Shadur's graduation.
I don't think...
After that, there's no guarantee of nothing, I don't think.
I'll give Deion, because he's in a nice place. Location's beautiful. You know, he's kind of like that country style man where he got the land, acres. So, I mean, he's probably living quality out there.
Oh, he's living great.
If you want a place to live where you want land and you want to fish, you want to do all the things that he likes to do, I see on his social media, he's in a good spot. They're giving him free range. They're giving him free range. And they didn't have the money. They went and got the money. So that means they're like, yo, we don't got it, but we're going to make sure you get it. And from the reports I read, the boosters pretty much raised like 26 mil out of 28 or something crazy.
Fundraised it. Like, got it.
We getting them. And so I give it a five. I can see.
5 years?
Deion's going to eventually want to go somewhere. His son's going to be NFL at that point. Shiloh.
You think he's going to stay there for 5 years?
His son's going to be in the NFL. Shiloh, his other son's playing, is going to start joining his other son, Deion Sanders, on the video camera because he's probably not going to the league.
Bro, I give him 2 years max. I wouldn't doubt. I mean, he's fielding offers as we speak, I'd anticipate, but I give him 2 years max.
I think he's going to want, but my theory is this. If he doesn't want to go coach in the NFL, he's going to want a powerhouse home like the Nick Sabans. He wants to build that.
Florida State. You can't just keep.
Yeah,
Miami. These two schools that aren't good no more that are in his home state.
It would be Florida State because that's where he went to me. If he goes anywhere. Of course,
but if Miami give you the keys and give you the bag.
I don't know. I think for me, I could see. I just like the fit Colorado has for Coach Sanders. Like, I think that he could be there for 10, 20 years and really be that staple there, even though we have no connection to Colorado or Boulder. But I like the way it looks for him.
I'm not mad if he's – nah, get out of there. I'm not going to lie. Don't give them more than what you gave Jackson State. No way, no how.
Jackson State – as far as the behind the admin giving him more, I mean,
they said that over the weekend in Colorado, the city made $18 million. Like, no, are y'all gonna give me $50 million a year? Like, what I'm doing for y'all can't be quantified. When I leave, it's gonna be like when LeBron left Cleveland, maybe worse.
Well, you see, Jackson State, they're picking up the pieces.
I think it could be more. I'm not gonna say that. It's gonna be just as devastating when he leaves Colorado. But I give no more than 2 years in Colorado. At this trajectory, if he keeps winning like this, he will be at one of them SEC schools within.
The hard part about when Deion Sanders leaves, most coaches leave an infrastructure. When he leaves. He demolished it, just like the infrastructure just collapsed under itself because he is the infrastructure. He is the foundation.
It's tough. Yeah. It's tough because, Deion's the selling point. Like, I think that he definitely said about the structure that he left at Jackson State, but it's Deion. Like, it's you. That's the whole draw. Like, you don't care about none of that. I'm trying to come play. For Deion Sanders, period.
All them receivers came from Jackson State. Let's get that. Let that be known. The receivers that Shador's throwing to.
Man, how impressed are you with Shador?
I'm very impressed. I think if there was no Caleb Williams, he would win the Heisman. But Caleb Williams has been a little bit more impressive if you watch the highlights comparative. It's just that
Caleb Williams has been crazy too, but.
It's just the hype around Colorado where then you see Shador a lot. But when you see Caleb Williams get busy, he's looking like he's playing like just easy. Like when Steve Nash used to play in the NBA when he was in his prime, it looked like he was just playing for fun.
He's going crazy for sure.
But Shador is a smart quarterback. He's more athletic than people give him credit for, and he's been eating the people. That's crazy. He's been getting. He's been definitely using his feet more and scoring off the run, which a lot of times people didn't know he could do that. Throw off the run is accurate. Throwing across the field, across his body. The Cardinals send in football as a quarterback. You do not throw across the field. I've seen him do it 3 times, and every time he hit the chest of his receiver. Quality. And they said, brothers don't have the IQ to play quarterback. He looks like he's one of them.
No, he's different. I don't think you could go wrong with between him and Caleb Williams, but Colorado's going to send 2 people to the Heisman finalists. They're going to send 2 people to the Heisman Trophy finalists.
Did Travis get an interception last week?
I don't know. After they started running it up, I was just glancing at that point. I was like, all right.
Reddy's on pace clear. He's on pace to catch for over 1,000. Excuse me. It's a little late not recording. He on pace to catch for over 1,000 yards, on pace to get 6 interceptions. So we'll see what happens. If he does that, that's Heisman. He's going to get it. You can't get over 1,000 yards receiving, touchdowns receiving, and then get 6 interceptions, which 6 interceptions, a lot of times, 4 to 5, 4 to 7, 4 to 8, you will lead the nation, or you'll be top of the nation if you can get you 4 to 7, 4 to 8 interceptions in college football. You're going to be leading the nation in interceptions. Colorado.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's get off of them. We talked to that. We're going to be watching tomorrow, though. Stump Hole and the boys. I need y'all to cover that 24. I need y'all to cover that 24.
I see you have football week 1. We're talking NFL.
Yeah. I'm not sure if there was any takeaways from the people that got a hole stumped on them, the people that's coming in 0-1, the people that's coming in 1-0. Your takeaways on they really looking like that. San Francisco was looking crazy. Dallas defense was looking crazy, as much as it pains me to say. And there was one more. Oh, Miami was looking like they got something crazy. Tyreek looking like the greatest receiver in the last 5 years. So, yeah.
My only biggest mistake about week 1 was not starting Tua over Lamar, knowing the type of team that the Miami Dolphins have built and knowing the type of team the Ravens are. I should have made Tua he's my starter going forward, because I know he's going to try to get that ball in the air. He's not going to try to just run. He's going to throw that ball around. That was my mistake. But there's a lot of in reality for the first week, I felt like there was a lot of good parity finally taking place in the NFL. There are some teams that got stomped out. They got humiliated. But there was a lot of good games too, where it was like, you never know. There was a few teams that came. Now I don't know those games by heart, but I think there's a lot of parity happening in the NFL. Like a lot of good GMing going on, a lot of good pieces coming together for a lot of different teams. Like the Browns, they took a dub against the Bengals. That was a close game.
It's an ugly one. Bruh.
You got the Chiefs losing. You know what I'm saying? Week 1. Travis Kelce not there, but then the Chiefs really don't have weapons like that.
No, they looked ugly without Kelce for sure.
You have Aaron Rodgers getting hurt, which is crazy.
Bruh, were you watching that game?
I didn't watch that part.
I wasn't even, I took the kids to the arcade, so, it just came on. Literally, that's the first play that I saw actually play with my own 2 eyes was that play. I look up, I see him do the little move, go down, stand up. I'm like, no way. No way. Go back, play some games with the kids, come back, look at it, see that Wilson in the game. I'm like, all right, he must be getting checked out. Go back, play another game, come back. It's another drive. He's still in the game. I'm like, oh, no. This can't be happening right now. I get on Twitter. You know, Twitter already got the slow-mos showing the little bicep or the little calf muscle jumping. So I'm like, oh, yeah, that snapped. Yeah, that snapped.
That's unfortunate. I'm not as sad. Like, it is what it is. That's unfortunate for the Jets fans.
That hurt me.
I was excited to see what that
Garrett Wilson, man.
They look good. You know, the uniforms look good. They had the metallic green helmets. It looked like they was about
to sweet.
They came out looking like they was going to be something. They still won the game. You know what I'm saying? They still won the game. And hopefully Zach Wilson has learned enough to be enough for that defense. That looked like they're coming around pretty solidly.
Man, it looked every bit of what was advertised. Like, everybody was like, they really have Super Bowl chances this year. They really looked like it. Even after Aaron Rodgers went down, like, man, with Aaron Rodgers out here,
they'd be good.
They would have blew them boys out, though. Water that game.
I think Aaron Rodgers, he's going to come back after, not this year, but I think he's going
to
rehab.
He's trying to make it hints that he's going to come back this year. I saw that today.
We'll see. That Achilles is going to take some time.
So that'd be crazy. That
NFL is...
You're not going to address... We got to address our teams now. Come on now. Speak to them.
The Cardinals?
Speak to them. Yeah. Yeah.
The Cardinals were where I thought they were.
Week one.
At first, they had the lead. I was working when I was watching this game. Mm-hmm. Came back, they had the lead. It was okay. You know, I think what is it? It may have been at the time 10-6, 13-6, 16.
Oh, yeah. I was getting a little nervous. I saw Shy. Shout out Shy. He was texting me, and I was just trying to ignore it the entire time. Y'all was up. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to say nothing.
In reality, it's a battle of the trash. But
no, whoa. Speak for yourself.
I don't really think Howell's going to be the guy for you guys. But
I think that was the second game start, and we'll see what he does this week.
But I don't think that the Cardinals are just – I think they're going for Caleb Williams. If I'm being honest, they're going to find a way to get Caleb. They're going to find a way to get Shadur. They're going to find a way to get one of the quarterbacks.
Yeah, I'm going to get Shadur for sure. Y'all don't think y'all going to get number one.
Y'all get the kid out of Duke. He's pretty solid. And then they got the quarterback from North Carolina. Now, I'm hoping that we get away from this Kyler Murray energy. Like, let's go get us a 6'3", 6'4", quarterback. Like,
y'all giving up on Kyler?
I am. I've been
Wow.
There was a time where, shout out to my boy Darren, there was a time when they were winning. They were 9 and whatever, undefeated at the time, I think. And I just watched the mannerisms of Kyler on the sideline. I was like, it's not going to work. I text him, so I don't like his energy on the sideline. I don't like how he maneuvers on the sideline. And that could be old school, or it could just be a person that sees bad energy. And I think that was the second part. I just didn't like the energy he was promoting.
Tyler's definitely above average.
And I feel he's definitely above average. I feel like he pushed Hop out. And you know what I mean? And I feel like we just got to start. If we're going to start fresh, let's start there. Let's start there. He's holding up all the money.
I don't know that I agree. Just because coming from a guy who has not had a franchise quarterback since the 1 year that RG3 was amazing, I'm not getting rid of nobody who can throw the ball at anybody down the field more than 15 yards. Because that's what we've been dealing with for the last eternity. So I just couldn't. I couldn't. We're going to make this work. We're going to make this work, Kyler.
It's flashy and pretty, but it doesn't. When we need it, it hasn't got the wins.
Get him.
Or let's just shore up this line. It's give or take. Either we're going to move on from Kyler, or we're going to do what we need to do, which is shore up the line. Because I feel like our O-line has not ever been good. Ask Kurt Warner. Ask Palmer. Ask Ryan Lindley. I think that was more so him, but it's neither here nor there. We just haven't had a sure O line to really get us where we need to be, especially with a small quarterback like that. We need somebody like linemen that hold down people like they used to hold down Drew Brees, Drew Bledsoe, Doug Flutie, little guys. You know what I'm saying?
I guess, so, man. I think ultimately what we showed y'all was pure domination. We showed y'all what heart really looked like on week one. And if you show, you know, if you do that, you fight, put your head down, fight, dig. There's a W at the end of that rainbow. And that's what we really wanted to show and put on display.
I'm happy you take this win. Because who you guys play this week?
We got a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful match coming up this week. We got the Broncos. They got us. They got the Broncos favored to beat us by 4.
I can see that.
I got a surprise for y'all coming up today.
I can see that. I think
I got a surprise for y'all.
Didn't the Broncos get a win?
Heck no. They lost to the Raiders.
Garoppolo, yeah. Sleeping on Jimmy. Jimmy no. G be getting busy.
No.
Jimmy no. G be busy. But I can see y'all losing to the Broncos 5-4. Not a chance. Maybe even 7.
Not a chance.
If Russell's out here, if Sean Payton can get Russell right, which it seemed like that's the hard part.
Not a chance. But oh, I hope you keep records. I hope you keeping records of what we about to do today with these picks.
I don't have the week two. I don't have any week two projections because my job was to get the college football parlay going for them.
And oh, that's so what you did, college football parlay. That's cool.
I did college
that's
football cool. parlay. I didn't. You, oh, cool. You want me to do the NFL parlay?
No, that's fine. It don't matter whatever you did with the parlay, as long as you're giving the people some free picks. Hopefully, they could turn that into some bread.
I believe so. I'm pretty solid at the small picks. It's the large, but I am a big parlay. I like my grand poopa parlays. We're going $1, 19 picks on the cash line. Give me that. I need that. I need all 1,000 when I win. And I have hit one of those before in college basketball. I had 3 parlays, $1 each, one hit for 1,200, one hit for 600, and one hit for like 200, because I pretty much picked the same teams and shortened up the list, but I still hit all 3, all 3, all 3 of those.
King.
But yeah, so, but we got a nice little...
What you got for the people, man?
Well, before we get to the music, here's my 5-leg parlay. When I pick my parlays...
Give them the drum roll before you give them this too.
Oh, for sure. When I pick my parlays, I don't pick off a name. Mm. I don't pick off what's popular.
Mm.
I don't pick off of what's cute. Mm-hmm. We don't do cute. We do logical.
Money.
We do matchups. You know what I'm saying? I do what feels right based on what I research, and I'm not giving you details on who's playing, who's not playing. I don't do that type of research. I do different type of research, but I do look it up. So we're going to get it without further ado. The first name is a name, but they're not playing good. But I'm going to go ahead and go with my first pick, LSU -6.5. You can buy those points. Right now, the spread is not 6.5. I think the spread is a little bit higher. It's like 14.5. Let me pull it up.
Spread is 9.5.
Spread's 9.5.
9.5 for Mississippi State.
I bought me 3 points. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like they can get a touchdown. They can get a touchdown lead. I just don't think they can go any more than that. That I trust. And if they do happen to win by 14, it's even better for us. My second pick is Kansas State to beat -2.5 on Missouri. That's a
you taking any spreads or these money lines? You taking any spreads?
This is spread. I got most of them are spread. Okay. I want spreads on most of them. Now that's an alt. Buy you that extra point. Buy that extra point. You could be a shootout, and they could win by, you know, a field goal. So by that point, 3.5, 4 is a weird number to for me. 4 is the 6s, the things like that don't happen that much. Winning by 4 points, that's a weird number. So I'm like, either you're going by a field goal or you're going by a touchdown. That's how I like to do my spreads. That's nothing. I don't know where I got that from. That's how I like to do it. This is not a betting advice. Okay. This is what I want. Now, here we go. We're gonna get into Iowa State versus Ohio. So this is pick number 3. Iowa State versus Ohio. For me, all the publications got Ohio State winning. Their spread is Iowa State. Iowa State versus Ohio. Everyone got Iowa State winning by -2.5. I went ahead and gave me the +4.5. I want to be able. I'm gonna buy up some points. And I'm going to go ahead and get Iowa State at plus 4.5. It means they got to cover that 4.5 points. They can't lose by no more than a field goal. If they win, which they're supposed to win, that's even more the merrier. We sit right on pocket. And then lastly, Lastly, and I got a bonus if y'all want to add it, if y'all want to do a five man. Lastly, I got Wake Forest on the money line. On the money line, they're a 14 point favorite, but I got them on the money line. And if you want to be froggy, you can add Nebraska after that bowl opener to by Colorado. I expect them to come with some type of heart, some type of gut, some type of backbone, and you can add Nebraska minus 13.5 to that parlay. But without adding Nebraska, that is a plus 312 on the ticket. You know, for you big bettors, I like to drop 100, whatever. That's actually a couple O's for you. So once again, that will be LSU minus 6.5. I got Kansas State minus 2.5. Iowa State minus, oh, plus
what was LSU? What was that LSU?
LSU, I got the minus 6.5. Kansas State minus 2.5. Iowa State, I got them plus 5.5, but if you want to go, if you want to go the opposite side, go minus 2 with them if you want. And I got Wake Forest money line. Wake Forest money line plus 312 on the ticket, on the odds. Okay, so you do the math based on what you bet. We will track it, and I'll see where we'll see how many I get right. I'm pretty.
We keeping track of this.
I'm pretty decent with this. It's in my notepad. So
I'm trying your hand at the NC Dubs this week. If AU give out the four straights to y'all gotta show love for sure.
Yeah, if I get that right, man, y'all gotta say, okay, he's on to something. But we'll see. Sometimes it don't go the way you want it, but that's what I think's gonna happen, and I'm pretty confident in those picks. Before we get into this music, because we are hitting 50 minutes, while we did all right. Winner, you said you did some picks, or you're doing NFL picks, huh?
Oh yeah. I'm doing it. I'm gonna give you guys a lock of the week every week that you can just take it to the bank. You don't gotta think about it. You don't gotta worry about it. Put it in. Add it in. You could do it as a single. You could add it to the picks that AU just gave you. But this is going to happen no matter what. All right? We talked about this earlier. There's no reason to ever believe that the Denver Broncos can hang 4 points on the Washington Commanders. There's nothing that you've seen. There's nothing that you have been led to believe to make you ever believe that Russell Wilson has the capability of doing that. Y'all lock this in. We're covering. I don't know about the who. I believe we're going to win. I'm not going to tell you how to do that, but lock us in to cover that 4. They're not going to beat us by 4. That's
Commanders,
a fact.
Commanders plus lock 4, huh?
Lock it in. It's going to the bank. Commanders, I need have you give me a drummer on my rollout either. I got another one for you. Give me a drummer right in here. Oh, okay, we got claps.
I'll clap for you. You want a drum roll?
Yeah, I got another one because you did. Oh, it's all good. It wasn't a joke. Here we go. It's an extra one for you. I want y'all to go to that Colorado game. I want y'all to bump that up, that alt up to 30. They will beat Colorado State by 30 points tomorrow. I guarantee you. Washington State beat them boys by 30. Colorado going to beat them by 30. That's a fact. Lock in.
So we got the Commanders plus 4, Colorado minus 30. You could add that as a parlay. You gotta wait a day to get your profits, or you could play that straight up. These are his picks.
Plus 180 on that Colorado bet right there.
These are straight up picks. Plus 180 if you go minus 30. And then you got plus 4. But that's sports. That's sports right there. So
we're gonna keep track of these bets for y'all this year, man.
Music, man. Obviously, you guys know we're working on the transition game. You know what I'm saying? Work with us. Hold on. We could throw a little bit of a... This week on music.
Okay. I like what you did there.
Yeah, this week on Your Music by Fan Talk, something like that.
Yeah,
the jokes is coming. Don't worry, we still got them inside. We're just trying to balance out how to do it.
It's the warm up,
but we're gonna get into this music. I'm not even gonna lie to you. Throughout my last 2 years, life has been rough. Between the academy, between the baby, between being on probation for a year, I have had to stay true to the music that has gotten me to this point. So I can't sit here and act like I've been listening to anything really new, because if it's outside the bag of where it gets my mind right, because it's been long, I wasn't listening, but I did listen to the new drops. I have been starting to listen to the new drops that are dropping now. And I even got my song of the drops is my favorite song of the drops. I'm pretty sure Winner's gonna know which one my favorite was out of all the drops that dropped today. He should have an idea what I like the most.
I know exactly what that was.
Yeah, but let's get into this Drake and SZA.
Yeah, man, this is supposed to be his lead single from the album For All the Dogs. I saw he try to come through with the opening lines, and it was supposed to be, give me, you know, alluding to, you know, he's speaking for behalf of the men, trying to get his talk off, but it just wasn't a vibe that I was for or thought I was gonna get when I got the for All the Dogs title in general. I didn't think that was gonna be the lead single. So I'm hoping that, just like they used to do back in the day, you remember when the rappers used to give us like their album used to be like a commercial record, and then on the backside they give us the mixtape, and it was really what we wanted to hear. I'm hoping that's what he did with the single, and he just gave the people the number generator, and on that album he gonna be spitting. So we gonna see.
Drake is known to hear, if he hears it from small people, he still might throw you in a sub. But I still didn't like it. It's called Slime You Out. It was featuring SZA. It gave me vibes. He was trying to, even my lady was like, is he trying to take it back to Take Care? I feel like he's trying to get back to some of the grassroots of what made Drake in this song. But I just wasn't feeling mainly the production, which didn't help the way he sounded.
Fair.
Cadence-wise.
Fair.
Vocally, and the range he was trying to hit was just not, I was not feeling this. SZA is always going to be SZA, but even still, I didn't like the song as a whole. So if that means I didn't like it, that means I just didn't like it.
Slight SZA critique, honestly, and she sounds amazing, but she be speaking in riddles to me. I don't know what she's talking about. When you listen to her verses, I'm just like, but what does this mean?
Drake do
what
that too,
you
though.
Talk? It's more layman's terms than SZA. SZA be talking about, like, I don't know, some off-the-wall stuff. I'm like, this don't make sense to me. But other than that, she sounds, the vocal talent is there. Drake was definitely trying to stretch his vocal ability a little bit there, too, today on that track. And I was like,
Will I be running back to that one? Definitely not. I definitely won't be running back to that one.
That did not get added to the playlist.
Now, what's Drake and SZA have going for them? They are Drake and SZA, so they're going to get the views and they're going to get the listens. It's just not for me. Who am I? Nobody. But I didn't like it. And so that's my personal opinion. I like a lot of Drake music. I really don't listen to SZA, but I like her voice. And I didn't like this one. So that's just unbiased. That's just how I felt. I go ahead and skip that one. You know, so we go and skip that one. But let's go ahead. And then, you know, a lot of people have this album anticipated. I think there's a lot of pandering going on when it comes to certain people in the music industry. And Diddy is one of them. People pander to try to get on Diddy's good side. People pander to try to get invited to them breakfasts and luncheons or whatever they want to do. They pander because when I hear this Love album, I don't love it at all. I don't even. I'm not gonna lie. It's just this album. It's just stay off.
Definitely. This was my first full. This is the first album that I listened to today. I was like, all right, I'm either gonna go to Nas and Hit Boy, and I was like, wait a minute. Diddy dropped today. This is the R&B. This is supposed to be the one that he said that's going to make people make love, start dancing again. This is that one. And I went to that. I pushed that track one immediately. Like, yep, this is not it. best two tracks on there. I'm not gonna waste your time with this because I'm siding with AU. I don't love it. There's a track that Jacquees got on there that was nice, and I don't know how and who decided to let Justin Bieber get off the fire on the album, but Justin Bieber got one on there.
Okay, and my pick, if you are gonna pull from that, I would say pick those, put on the playlist. The rest, keep it. It's called Off the Grid. That's where it should remain in my playlist. But if I do take one off of there, I'll take the Ty Dolla $ign Coco Jones. For those of you who don't know who Coco Jones is, I'm not mistaken, Coco Jones is Hillary from Bel Air, correct?
I believe. I know she's from Disney as well. That's what I've been told. She's from Disney, but yeah, I believe she's from Bel Air. I didn't watch Bel Air.
Yes, that's her. Coco Jones is the actress or actor. I don't know. I think you're supposed to call actors, or I don't know anymore. But she is the Hillary from Bel Air. She has a good verse on there. It complemented well with Ty. Ty came in his old soulful bag. Ty, we need one of those old school classics. I was actually listening to Ty Dolla $ign this weekend on vacation. Lovely vacation off by the water, man. We were doing a dang. Shout out to my baby 30th birthday. We were doing a dang, and I miss it already. But we was listening to Ty Dolla $ign. I went through the campaign album, and I was like, dang, Ty got some stuff on there.
He definitely do. What do you, not to veer too off, but I don't know what the state of Ty Dolla $ign, where he's at musically at this point. It's been a while. The only single he dropped, which is true to form, he dropped that Motion song. I don't know if you listened to that, if that even caught your radar. It didn't catch mine. It's an EDM-S song. He dropped that like a month ago or 2 months ago. And it's just, I need that feel. I need that real feel. I don't need no experimentation. I don't need no politically correctness. I just need, you know what I mean? Like Ty Dolla.
There was two Christmas seasons where Ty Dolla would drop that album. He dropped his first album, and then he dropped the second album the second holiday season, and he really had. There's a lot of seasons of holidays that I feel like Ty Dolla $ign has got it right. Beach House 3, I think, where it has Crees on there and different songs. That was during the holiday season. The last two. So I mean, hopefully, holiday season coming up, we'll get one of those Ty classics. And I think at this point, like, Ty is going to make the commercial stuff for the people, but he got to sometimes. He don't have to. Grown man, he don't got to. But it'd be nice if he come back and just throw us with some of that soul, some of that stuff that we like from Ty. I would say that Ty Dolla $ign, Coco Jones reaching is what I'm taking off the Diddy's Love album off the grid. Other than that, you could clear that out your phone, save your space.
Go ahead and move right by that.
Yeah, go ahead. And it may not be like, it may be right now for older genre. We're still younger, so it might be for your 36s and up, your 37s and up, your 40s and up. But the way people were talking about the album, there's a lot of pandering going on because that's not it. But
go ahead and give me your song of the day. That's a new one. Yeah, go ahead and give me your song of the day.
My song for the day.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Let it go a little longer, just because it probably
was. It was
when I talk about. When I talk about somebody bringing you back to that feel, the reason why you start listening to that person,
the sound, how to make you still feel there.
When you go to work and you put that person in, to this day, it's still intact. Sometimes you may miss, but I feel like out of 15 songs year in, year out, 5 to 6 of those gonna take you to where you need to be.
That's a fact.
And I'm not gonna lie. All time to me, he's in my top 15, and he's almost.
I can't concur. I can't. I give him maybe my top 35.
He's in my top 15 just based on feeling, just based on the things that's going through, how a lot of his music you play that, you just feel like you can get, yeah, you can run through a wall. Sure. You can run through a wall. I was in here going crazy with this one. And that's RJ, Mr. LA. He goes by, so y'all can find out more streaming.
I agree.
RJ, Mr. LA, or RJ, as we refer to him, because we've been there since the inception, for the most part, with that DJ drama, Buckle Up. That right there, that's how you come out after being kind of like, I'm chilling. That's how you come out. That's wild what I'm saying. That's how you put out a song. That was a little different. That's how you put out a song.
Yeah, that was fire.
And say, I'm still him. I'm still him Johnson. I'm him Anderson. I'm him Allen. You know what I'm saying? I'm Mr. Him. Himacles Johnson, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you want. I could do the hymns all day. I could do the hymns all day, man. Hemi Butler. That's what you do to show that you are still in tune with what we want to hear from you as an artist. Not necessarily like what we want to hear in general, but that's what I want to hear from you. When you record, you sound like that.
Literally what we were just talking about with Ty Dolla $ign. Like, I'm coming to you for a sound. Just give me that sound. I don't need it. It's like with Spitta. Spitta's, you know what you're getting with Currency. Same type of vibe. RJ, you gave us that vibe today for the West Coasters. And we appreciate it.
Us West Coasters. I know I live in the East. I live in the East, but I live on West Coast. Loved it. That's the stuff. That's gonna be on repeat. You know, I like to run my miles now, trying to stay in shape. That's the song that's on that when I'm on that last 0.75. Hold on. I can't breathe. Yeah. Buckle up. I got air. I got air. I'm out. I'm finishing this mile. Still about 8:39, but I'm finishing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's what we got for music, man. Just so y'all know, I'm very into the true crime YouTubes. I watch a lot of prison stories. So I'm gonna give y'all some things to watch as we close. I'm gonna start bringing back. We will link, because you know what I need. I need that rematch. I need that.
You know.
I need to run it back. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
You don't want
to
do that.
I need that fried batter.
That
fried chicken.
I'm still very, very, very heavily entrenched in frying my chicken. So I don't know if you you're still doing that.
I've been practicing my fried chicken.
But I still do that.
I still fry my chicken. I'm still cold with the fried chicken.
Right, so I'm still weekly with it.
I need that
since
get back.
Then, all 4 years, I ain't stopped. No hesitation. Still dipping. Still flipping.
I may have to drink outside of vinegar nowadays. I'm a little older. This makes sure my body's regulated, but
just
still
so
fry
you know
that
what you're getting yourself into. I'm still weekly with it since then. Ain't stopped. No hesitation. Still frying. Perfecting.
We're going to see. I need that get back. I'm going to get that get back. Mom just being mom, loving the youngest. And
just
we're
being truthful.
But some shows I like to watch. If you like true crime, a lot of you ladies like true crime. I know a lot of ladies like that true crime, and it makes me kind of like a lot of ladies like that true crime or 90 Day Fiance, whichever one you swing it. They like one of those. But
yeah,
so
my women like I can't remember the name right now. She's gonna kill me if she watches all I do. But there's these shows on OWN that you should be watching. It's the Over Channel, and it's just like these black love shows, like trying to find love, like on there, and they'd be cutting up on there. But I honestly, bro, I watch all my stuff on YouTube as well. I watch the clips. I watch the clips of ESPN shows. The First Things First is the best show on FS1 right now. Anything Gilbert Arenas drops, basketball related, is pretty much fire. I watch a lot of academics. I'm not gonna lie, I watch a lot of streams.
I don't watch no academics on my show.
I watch a lot of streaming. He streamed for like 5 hours, and I'll just like, kind of like skip through the pieces I want to get to, or I might watch the whole thing depending if I ain't got nothing else to watch that day. But I do a lot of stream watching at this point. It's crazy.
Let's call it what it is. A lot of times, man, I'm having a problem. I don't know if it's the writer's strike or whatever it is, but I'm having issues with finding quality content on Netflix, even on a jack stick. Yeah, if y'all know what that is, that's the Fi stick. You know what I'm saying? That's that Fi stick. But we're gonna talk about that's not neither here nor there. But I'm having troubles on there, and a lot of times YouTube, man. I just like I can get in and out. That was crazy. I can get in and out. I can change my subject, my genre, what I'm watching. And then sometimes you can catch an hour bag of quality content. I'm a documentary buff. I love that historical content. YouTube give you that historical content.
Yeah, and I'm not doing that.
Man, old mob stories about how they really came to pass. Like Al Capone's
John Gotti's. YouTube, I'm going right to sleep.
And then I have one dude, Team Bucky Pound. he tell prison stories. He's fire.
You watch like 1090 Jake?
I don't know who that is. Okay. But like cartoon Fire Trey from the East Side Avalons. He tells prison.
I don't know how you don't know who 1090 Jake is. He's the dude that you telling about who be snitching and doing the paperwork.
No, that's not my cup of tea. But but that cartoon one from I represent the gangsters. That's how you talk it. Yeah. He's definitely funny.
I don't know none of that.
Bro, I'm telling you, if you by yourself, you obviously when the kids asleep, you feeling good, you had your vino. Put on cartoon 5-3 YouTube. He has some of the best prison stories, and he tells them.
Is he a comedian or is he just telling serious jokes? Serious stuff.
No, it's comical. It's very comical. It's very comical in how he tells it. But you know the big homie that's just funny at telling stories. Like you've always had the linemen in our locker rooms that the funny ones, not the ones that are just nasty for no reason. Because there's a lot of linemen that just be nasty and they think that's funny. That's just disgusting. But the ones that actually be funny and they really cool, he tells stories like that. I advise you, if you have time this weekend, you have time this evening after this show, he ain't doing nothing. Click on it real quick. It's Cartoon 5-3, and he has prison stories. He has years of prison stories. You're gonna get hooked on his prison stories. And he has gang stories too. So like just of him growing up, and it's funny. They're funny. Coffee House Crime is another one. He's really thorough. He takes time on it. That's a little more sinister. That's if you really want to get into the detail. But other than that, man, I'm with you.
Gil's Arena. You've been doing Marvel stuff over the span or no?
As in TV shows or movies?
Movies and all the whole Marvel. Have you been in the universe or nah?
No, but I did see that white man can jump. It's something to watch.
Actually, about Marvel, you're like, no, but I did see white man can jump.
That new one just
definitely would never, ever, ever, ever watch that. And I'll never watch Coming to America 2. There's just certain things I will not watch part 2 of.
I watched that. I could have done without it. I asked
about the Marvel thing because we were talking about YouTube. And if anybody watches anything Marvel, Emergency Awesome on YouTube does the greatest breakdowns of everything related to anything comic book shows, Marvel related. That's where you need to go. If you confused, you just need to see that what you missed. He got it.
Speaking of, I thought about you and I thought about your lovely queen. You guys are wrestling buffs. You like your wrestling.
Yeah, her more so than me.
YouTube has the best WWE autobiographies, bro, that you can think of that y'all would love. I'm telling you.
That's her bag for sure.
And it's not one of those choppy, like I pull clips, boom, boom, boom. It's real production. They got I watched one 2 weeks ago, Stone Cold Steve Austin from the start. Oh, It was good.
John Cena back on the road. They better be in town this week, you know, and John Cena come in town. That's a big deal. So
how can we not bring up the fact that in 2 weeks we are going to see Mike Epps, and that's gonna be a nice little thing to talk about on the show. Yeah, we'll be at Mike Epps on the 29th. He's coming out here, and this is his Netflix taping, so we're not gonna be able to have our phones and I was excited about that. They're gonna snatch those up. Okay. They'll snatch those up because they don't want us to get that's his Netflix special.
Hey, just be funny, man. That's all I ask for.
Be funny because we're gonna be fly just in case we catch us on there. on the camera. Yeah,
I would be sleep. Be funny. Yeah. I would be sleep.
Mike Epps is generally funny in person.
I was about to say, every time I've seen him in person, it's been quality show. I think it's only been one time, but it was quality show that time we went.
But that's gonna be nice. Me and the lady, we gonna book the room so the family gonna come. We gonna hang out there and walk down in there, enjoy ourselves.
Thought about getting there, but I'm like,
yeah, it's still steep. I had to work a little OT, a little overtime, and now we
make that push.
But those are the shows we're watching. Obviously, there's nothing. We're
gonna pick up the shows.
We'll pick up the shows once they pick up for us. We'll pick up for them, you know, for you guys. And right now, I just feel like there's nothing that we can say. Oh yeah, check that out. It's not.
Me and the minister trying to finish Ultimatum. We've not. I know y'all probably done with that, so that's why I mentioned it. We trying to finish it. You don't know what Ultimatum is?
No.
That's when the couples are together and one of them is ready to be married and the other one's not.
Oh, that's a reality show, right?
Yes. And so they'll go into this situation where all these people will kind of do this like swinger situation where they switch couples, pretend to be married for 3 weeks, live with this other person, then you got to go back to your other person that you came with.
I'm not gonna watch that, nor will I suggest it in my household.
Never. They be doing stuff I'm like,
yeah,
this would never happen. I want to let you know this would never ever happen. If you think I'm about to sit here and be on a date while you on a date, neither here nor there. Everybody who's seen it, y'all know what I'm talking about.
I'll get in trouble just for we're not even getting to that. I'm not. We're not going to suggest that or any. I wouldn't wish that on any man's household as long as you live.
Never.
As long as you shall live, don't watch that Ultimatum.
Don't do it.
Don't give into
it. Don't do it.
Watch that. They're going to listen. And then the next thing, I'm going to walk in the house and guess what's going to be on TV? You guessed it. Ultimatum. Thank you, man. So that should be fun. I guess I'll be joining you. So I think that's wild. That's wild. I'm snatching bodies. No, you're not. What? You gonna feed my lady that shrimp? Okay.
Yeah, right. I'm flipping tables. They kick me off quick.
Hey, guess what?
Talking like, yeah, man. Sometimes she just wants to be held. Like she just wants to be listened to. You gotta.
Well, I'll slap that. What?
You know, holding my queen.
Yeah, she like to be held by me. Come on, show's over. Find somebody else.
Yeah, she just no amount of money. Affection. What are you talking about?
Don't talk to me about what my lady wants. We go.
Nope.
So get a pack of bags.
Nope.
Give you a refund for whatever you pay me to do the show. You can have that back in cash.
No, I'm playing games.
But I don't know how this we're recording on this new platform.
I think we've got it though. We captured it.
We've captured it, but in terms of if usually at this time when it would have some mixtape based song or something, we don't know how this is gonna strip down.
Man, one thing I have been doing, I'm gonna start giving my handles out again. I've been going live on Tidal and doing my little playlist as far as the music that I'm listening to at that given moment so you can jump in on my actual Tidal live and listen to what I'm playing. This week I had like 16 listeners. It's the most listeners I had at one time. I was like, oh, I'm vibing right now. They like what I'm doing right now. Then I changed the song and they started to drop out, but it's all good. But yeah, I'm going to start doing that. So that will replace the songs that I'm going to do. I'll go live every week. And that'll be something separate, so y'all could just tap in on that.
Now I may look into Amp because like Amp, you
can. I like that Amp idea too.
You can get on here. You can get on here. I can play music while I'm talking to y'all over the mic, and do that. But I'm just getting back into my music bag. It was actually fun. Music was fun again today because I knew I had the show coming up, so I went outside, played my speakers. Man. Ran my mile, played whatever, and it was fun to know what I'm talking about. the show's going to happen fast. I mean, it's going to get up in the morning when I wake up. We're hoping to get it to you before these games. I'm definitely going to make sure that the social media, I think it's at FanTalk0801. I don't even have it logged in.
Yeah, 0801@gmail.com. I was just laughing about that. I was like, man, I remember you saying that over and over and over.
I don't know if I'm not logged in, but when I do log in, we're going to make sure that we got those picks up for you, our four picks of the week. You know, and as times go, the graphics get better, everything get better. I don't know if it's going to strip down. So if it does strip down, we'll leave you with a little vibe to close out your day, close out your morning workout, close out your morning. Like some dudes just like to kick it and listen to podcasts before they have to deal with the chaos of family. I understand you now. Man, the baby just went to sleep. She was fighting and kicking like, nah, you gonna do this to me after all I've done for you? You know, and all we do. So thank you guys for listening.
Yes.
We're gonna make sure we keep putting this in your face. We'll be back.
We don't
know if this is an official day just because we wanted to just get in there and give you guys episodes. Yeah. So we just wanted to just touch
there
the people.
There will be more episodes in the future.
There'll be more episodes in the future. Years. And we're gonna try to make sure we're gonna work in more than one episode a week, potentially. So the goal is to give you guys at least two episodes a week to obviously help us build, and in return give you guys the content you need. Because I know for me now, my schedule, it's nothing like having a podcast I listen to driving to work.
Necessary.
Like having a podcast I listen to driving home from work is about 1 hour 30 minutes, so I need that. And so hopefully for y'all today, you got 1 hour 15 of drive time on our dime.
Enjoy.
So that being said, my name is AU. That is
Young Win.
And this is Fan Talk. Let's go ahead and clap it up for, you know, getting back in here, the inaugural show after 4 year hiatus. So we back. We'll give you more too. We're gonna give you more. You just stay focused. You stay with us, and we're gonna stay with you. Fan Talk. Enjoy your college football Saturday, and enjoy your NFL Sunday. Because I know
tapping on
them
picks. Tapping on them picks. Colorado +30.
I know we're getting out of here, but you didn't bring up fantasy. I don't know if you want to touch it real quick.
We'll talk about. We'll just keep track of your league.
Want to hit it really fast?
Yeah, I'm down. I'm 0-1, but you know it's first week, and I'm ready to bounce back. And as long as my players do what they're supposed to do, we gonna do what we've been built to do. I'm GM of the year every year. I'm running. Y'all saw what I did waiver wire this week. I do it every week. Pay attention. So yeah, I'm gonna bounce back this week.
I got you this week. Who I play? No, you don't play me this week. If you guys don't know, I've been doing a fantasy football league with the squad for 10, 11 years now. This week, I'm not.
I started off 0-1. Shout out IT. I got IT. Oh yeah. Yeah, Thursday was a killer if you wasn't playing in Thursday. And if you had AJ Brown or Madison, then you was just sick because everybody else was eating but them.
Well, I played in my league, in our league, I played Justin Jefferson and DeAndre Swift on one game. So yeah, I got an uphill battle. But I did have Devontae Smith. I did have Devontae Smith. So
Okay. He stopped the bleeding.
So if I can get another one of these running backs, Travis Kelce's coming back, I can expect big things from him. If I can get them to do what I can get them.
Oh, you straight. You got halfway the battle there. You got more than halfway the battle.
I think Travis Kelce's going to get in that 20 range this week. I think he's hungry to play. He's going to give me that 22, 24 range. I have a feeling he's going to score 2 to 3 touchdowns this game.
I know you sideline London after week one.
Did I sideline London? I did not.
I know
actually.
You was looking at him like, bruh.
I contemplated sideline
something
London.
From you.
I contemplated. I was thinking of giving him one more week.
He had a goose egg last week.
DJ Moore is not much better for me right now. I don't know what to expect from that Bears team. But come game time, I may switch out that DJ Moore for the Drake London. I think that's going to be my best bet. Sky Moore is a sleeper, I think, later in the year. Sky Moore is going to be big for me, if not this game, because they need help. Darius Toney is probably not going to give me touches as Patrick Mahomes is lying to say he will get. So I think that the ball will be spread around to other people. And I think Sky Moore will be one of those people. So DJ Moore, Sky Moore may get the nod. And then once the rookie, Nijaba, whatever you say his name, starts to pick it up, I might throw him in there. But right now, it's DJ Moore for Drake London. Everybody else stays. And we're going to see. Graham Gano has one more week to get 0 points, or he's done because he has 0 points. Obviously, it's because they got that goose egg, so there was no field goals made, and he got blocked on other league. He had minus points. But I will say the league that cost the most money that you and I in, I am 1-0, and I plan on keeping that dominance going because that is a lot of bread.
Likewise. I win so, that.
I win that, man. Chris, what you want for Christmas?
Nice.
What you want for Christmas? Oh, then don't worry. I already ordered that.
Real nice.
Christmas will be real nice.
And I need that ability to talk mess. Yeah, I truly need it in that league.
You know I need it in that league. I'm the odd man out. You know what I'm saying? I'm the odd man out.
I need it, man.
Just like the college days, be able to spank y'all the way I know how to spank y'all rebels, man. All I know against rebels is win, and this is not like me. And I'll get bounced back on behalf of my Aztecs. But that being said, that's a little fantasy. If there's more... that if y'all want to share, and we talk to whoever's going to pick this up in their ears, we know it's got to build back. We got to build back. Do you believe? I believe. Do you believe? Do you believe now? Yeah, we're going to make y'all believe, man. But this is Fan Talk, AU winner. Song may be at the end, song may not be at the end. If it's not, we'll check you next week. We're still getting through this new software, but we got some audio and we got some clips to chop up for y'all, so we're going to give y'all this content. That being said, we should see y'all probably sometime after Tuesday, just so we can get Monday Night Football and all that week out the way. So we'll probably see you sometime after that. So hopefully something else drops, and then we'll keep our eyes peeled on what's going on in the world, because we used to do current events.
Drake next week for all the dogs, a full project.
And I'm not digging my
make
nose
it count.
My nose ring.
Make it but, count.
But that being said, Fan Talk, we out. Have a good day. And we're good. Here, let me turn off the